This is Alex, and I'm live here with United States Senator John Barrasso. He's here to talk with us just briefly about a few things. What's going on? You guys are in a special session, I believe, the 10th day of a 30-day session right now?
Well, I'm in Washington right now, Alex, and boy, I am sure looking forward to getting back to Wyoming for the weekend, traveling around and having a chance to visit with people, listen to what they have to say. You know, my wife, Bobby, and I get home just about every weekend. I think we were in Pinedale visiting, sitting right there with you. What was it, in that studio in January, and had a great visit with a lot of people at a town hall meeting. And the best thing for me to do is to listen to folks. And when I do, what I hear from people is, this is a country that's spending too much and a government that's spending too much, borrowing too much, and getting bigger every day. And the problem is that so much of what we're borrowing is, you know, going to be a mountain of debt on our kids and our grandkids because there's no plan to deal with it. In Wyoming, we live within our means. Families live within their means. The state of Wyoming lives within their means. And now it's critical for Washington to live within its means. And, boy, we don't have it now yet, Alex.
Well, I know that most everybody on the Ways and Means Committee is a Republican. But then once you guys come to your agreements, then you have to get the Democratic Senate to agree to it. And so does that look like you guys might be presenting your report by the mid-session review on May 15th, or will you go beyond that, do you think?
Well, I'm thinking, Alex, that since the Secretary of the Treasury, Geithner, came out with his report that said that we're not going to hit the debt limit for the country until a little later in the summer, that it may go beyond that. He said early August was his date. We first thought it was going to be, Memorial Day and then around the 4th of July. But the bottom line is we're spending money that we don't have, and we have to stop as a country spending money we don't have. And that's the push that I keep making, and you're right. The Senate is controlled by the Democrats, 53-47, and that's why it's all, and with the president in the White House, he seems to not have gotten the message that we can't spend money we don't have.
Putting up all kinds of programs and not really coming with a definite plan on how to pay for it, right?
Well, I think you have it 100% right, Alex. There's always some ideas out there that you'd say, well, this is a nice idea, and if you had a lot of money, you might say yes. But in these economic times, I think it's irresponsible to keep giving up ideas and spending money on things and it's money we don't have. I mean, that's what the American people and the people of Wyoming are so bothered by, offended by. It's this excessive and irresponsible spending of money we don't have. And anytime somebody comes up with some new idea for a project or a plan, I'd say, okay, how much is it going to cost and who's going to pay for it? And that's where the president often likes the idea of raising taxes. And the people of Wyoming know our problem, Alex, isn't that we're taxed too little. It's that the country, the Washington, the bureaucrats, the government spends too much.
And wastes too much.
Oh, you better believe it. You ask people around Wyoming, but not just Wyoming. I think the rest of the country is catching on to this, Alex, that people think that more and more of their taxpayer dollars are being wasted. You say, do you get good value for your taxpayer dollars? Most people think that they don't, and that's why I've introduced, along with a number of my Republican colleagues, a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, just like we have in Wyoming, where we have to live within our means. I think that we ought to have that same requirement for our country.
That's a really good idea. What can the constituents do to sort of press our support in that arena?
Well, I think you're right, Alex, to ask that question, and I liked when I hear that question asked. There are a couple of things, and I have to tell you that Senator Enzi and I have both supported and co-sponsored the balanced budget amendment, and probably most of the people listening to KPIN and people from Idaho or Utah, people that can listen in from all around western Wyoming and our neighboring states. Those senators have all supported the balanced budget amendment from our three states. But if you have friends and relatives in other states, Montana, Colorado, as some of our neighboring states, those senators for some reason or other, don't support our balanced budget amendment. New Mexico is another one where we're having trouble. So I would say, you know, get in touch with your neighbors and your relatives and say, hey, we need help from those senators to get on board to balance the budget.
It's so hard for people, regular Joes, to trust the news that they're getting is honest. Can you give us any websites that they can, or news where they can go and get true, honest, what is their representative and their senator supporting kind of news?
Well, I know KPIN, you guys have your own website, and it's one that I've gone to in the past. I have a website, www.barrasso.senate.gov, and there are ways for people to sign up and get my email newsletter that comes out every 2 weeks, also to get on my telephone town hall meetings that I do, try to listen and get back information from people around Wyoming. So there are a lot of ways that people can get information, and I think that it's a great idea to try to be knowledgeable about all the things that are out there, because there's a lot out there. And, it's interesting to me. I go and listen to a hearing or something, then I hear a report about it, and it's like, gee, hard to believe that's the same hearing that I just attended and sat through, because they don't seem to report what I have heard.
Yeah, it's a lot of opinion, but not actual facts. And I'm sorry to say that we don't have a website. KPIN doesn't. Pinedale Online includes some of our stuff. And
I guess that's what I was thinking about, Kate. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, Alex.
Yeah, unfortunately, but maybe sometime in the future we will.
Well, I sure hope so.
And also, I wanted to thank you so much while I have you here. I know this is going to be kind of quick and you have to get back to work, but thank you so much for that. What you do to support the regular people. I know that you have a jobs plan that you and Portman are trying to back, and that is really important in terms of making sure that we have jobs and that small businesses have the tax breaks that they need and that they're not overly taxed. Does some of those tax incentives, would they also be able to be used by large corporations that outsource their jobs, or would it be just for small business people?
We all know that it's the small businesses that is the engine that drives the economy. That's where really the job creation in this country occurs. And what I want to do is make it cheaper and easier for small businesses and for the private sector to create more jobs. You know, the president talks about government-created jobs. That's not a way to grow an economy, with the government borrowing more money to hire more workers. This government is spending too much, borrowing too much, and growing bigger every day, and that's wrong. So I have a seven-point plan, and it has to do with helping with energy costs. We see the pain at the pump. It has to do with helping with health care costs. It has to do with balancing the budget by living within our means. It has to do with some issues of how the tax code could be used to help give people incentives. It has to do with getting rid of a lot of regulations that are coming out of Washington. It just seems that for every dollar they spend writing and enforcing more regulations, it costs businesses about $30.
Yeah.
So there are a number of different things, and part of it is being able to export and create more jobs that way by exporting goods and services, products, Wyoming beef and Wyoming Trona, and we're exporting, sending coal to China. So there are a lot of things that we can do, I think, to help the businesses of our country, private sector jobs, not government jobs. And that's kind of the fundamental approach that I take as a conservative and a Republican and a person that believes in limited government and lower taxes and fewer regulations. But I just want to thank you, Alex, for letting me be on the air today at KPIN, and I want to give everybody my very best. Thank, of course, Bob Rule for his continued leadership for all of the state of Wyoming. I mean, he has been a stalwart and a voice for the basic principles of limited government, fewer regulations, lower taxes, secure borders, a strong defense. And if you get that stuff right, that's the fundamentals, and then you got it all right. So thanks so much for having me, Alex.
Sure thing. Thank you. And thank you also for supporting the Senate Bill 382 that helps with our ski areas for additional uses. We appreciate that.
Happy to do it. You take care.
All right. Have Bye. A good day. And that was Senator Barrasso live from Washington in the middle of his special Senate session that will be ending at the end of this month. And he's taken a little bit of his time out to talk to us. And thank you all for putting in your questions or bringing them by the station, because we're here to inform you and to represent you and entertain you. Have a great day.